This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, it is Friday. Have a great Friday. You wonderful people, you. Mothers and fathers.
Sisters and brothers.
Everyone, let's all have a great weekend. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by National Donut Day. Boy, there's a day for everything.
It seems like that happens a few times
a year. I really kind of agree. I feel like we just had a donut day. We love donuts so much, Americans.
I think it seems like it's happening a lot this year because all the like Krispy Kreme and I think another donut place, we're giving away free donuts when you got your vaccine and other things during
yes,
the year.
Yes, that's true.
So like they're giving away boxes of donuts for essential workers. So
the donut lobby is strong, everyone.
Yeah, clearly. I mean, their pimp hand is strong.
Yeah, they're all giving out free donuts today.
Oh, wow. For National Donut Day.
Right.
Boy, that
Krispy Kreme and I think Dunkin' or whatever.
Your first taste is free. Hey, this one's on me. See you tomorrow.
Just have one.
Yeah, you can't. Well, you can. You won't, though.
But you can't.
I can't. I've tried it. It's not happening. Be sure to visit your favorite donut shop. Choose from a variety of chewy, deep-fried flavors. That's another thing, too, the whole choices. That's why they sell them as a dozen. Because I'm going to want to try all of those. Enjoy National Donut Day. Super fun. Good times. I want to get this weekend started with something that is just going to make you feel good. It's just good. It's just solid. It's great. It's Bryn and I laughed our asses off watching this and listening to this. So we'll post it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's very short. But everyone, since Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak came up with the whole Silk Sonic thing, people have been like, when are we getting more of that? And while this isn't a full more, it's a good
taste.
Slogan. It's a nice taste, and it's a good sort of weekend vibe thing here. They've released another new song, but it's a jingle.
Did they make an actual record, or is that Silk Sonic thing just the one song?
So far, it's the one song.
Okay.
So, but Bruno Mars has his own rum company. It's called Selva Ray. Let me see if I have this right. Selva Ray Rum. And so he's a part owner in this. And he said, hey, you guys, you know what we should do? We should we should come up with a jingle for my rum. And we should. So they basically recreated it. It's the same producer who did the Silk Sonic song. I'm going to leave the door open. So enjoy. This is the jingle for Selva Ray Rum.
Everybody sipping on rum and Mai Tais, pina coladas, poolside. I'm talking about dancing all night and day. A party ain't a party without Selva Ray. Selva Ray.
Oh, yeah, I'll drink that.
I know.
Property.
Yep, totally. I'll have that.
His name is James Fauntleroy. So
James Fauntleroy just comes to us from the Selvaray commercial all of a sudden.
You know, I'm going to assume that he's from somewhere else too. But basically, Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak, they have bottles of the Selvaray and little, I don't know, forks or chopsticks or something. They're going tick, 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 tick. But it's so, they look so happy. Like, I think that they're winning the we're having the most fun contest.
Oh, absolutely.
That I assume is going on somewhere. Because everything, it really does seem like however long it took them to shoot that video, they were in fact poolside and under in a cabana and drinking all the wonderful rum cocktails. Bruno Mars said, "Rum really is synonymous with joy. Anyone holding a good rum cocktail is exactly where they want to be." So true. "That's what I wanted people to feel with this campaign. Selvaray Coconut delivers the ultimate drink every time. Hands down, the best coconut rum you've ever tasted. Who wouldn't be happy with a Selvaray Pina Colada in their hand?" So good.
Oh, I'll take that.
No doubt.
Yep. Easily.
Oh, it just makes me want to go to Hawaii so bad. Anyway.
I'm looking at their wiki page.
Yeah.
Their album is called An Evening with Silk Sonic, but there's nothing confirmed as far as track list. There's two tracks that they have confirmed, which is the one we know, Leave the Door Open, and the intro. And I haven't heard the intro yet, so I don't know what that is. But
so
I bet you they're working on it.
Well, of course they are. Look how much fun they're having. Why would they do anything else?
Mm-hmm.
I bet you they have 15 tracks in the works. Hey, why don't we work on that one track? All right, let's do it. Okay, have a cocktail. Oh, it looks fun to be him. I mean, Bruno Mars.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much about Anderson .Paak, but, you know.
Looks fun to be him, too.
All of James Fauntleroy. I'll also be.
Anderson .Paak is great in Trolls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, and what character does he play?
The twin.
I'll show you his.
One of the twins?
His cartoon character.
Yeah, he's one of the twins, right.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know too much about Trolls, but all the people with kids your age, or kids that are the age of your kids.
Is it Cooper? And I don't know the new twin, Anderson .Paak's twin, but I think the first guy we all know is Cooper.
Prince D.
Oh, he's
Cooper
Prince
and
D.
Prince
okay.
D? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sorry. I live in Trolls land, everyone.
Mm. Many people do, Vinny.
Yeah.
And many other people have gotten to escape that entire thing. I personally, I love kids' movies, and when they're good and entertaining, like the Shrek movies, I love them. All the Pixar movies, yeah, they're great. I wish my kids would watch them. They're like in that gray area where it's like, I'm 20, I'm too cool for that. So, all right, fine. I'll meet you back here when you have your own kids. We'll all watch them together.
Shrek's awesome.
Oh my God, I love Shrek. All the Shrek. Awesome.
You know what's weird about what you just said is that I feel like there's less of that now than when I was young. When I was young, I absolutely had an idea of what was cool, and I didn't want you catching me doing anything outside of that.
Mm.
And now people will nerd out on any damn thing and do it proudly.
I know.
Yeah. I love, and then insert any. There's Cooper. Oh no, that's Prince D.
Yeah, that's his brother.
But I feel like that's kind of cool that people are able to just say, no, I love Star Wars, and yes, I'm 40.
I'm going
to
geek
and
out
I don't
on
care.
That, right.
I'm just going to do that, and yep, it's my thing.
It's cool to be a nerd now, you know.
Or superheroes. There's another one where people are like, yeah, I love superhero.
I'm doing Marvel all night long.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, back when we were kids, the nerds got picked on, but they all grew up to be billionaires, so what you going to do?
Right.
What now? Look at me now, fool.
Yeah. That's funny. Okay. A few months ago, maybe 6 months ago, Tom Cruise flipped out on the set of Mission Impossible 7.
Mm-hmm.
And it was over. I mean, not, you know, he didn't burn the place down or anything, but he's mad.
Mm-hmm.
There's people violating the COVID protocols that have been put in place so that they can film this movie. And as a producer on the movie, I'm sure he's like, look, I need to get this thing done.
I don't ever want to see it again. Ever. And if you don't do it, you're fired. And anyone on this crew does it. That's it. And you too. And you too.
You're cool.
That's
you
it.
Too.
No apologies. You can tell it to the people that are losing their homes because our industry is shut down.
So there's Tom Cruise blowing a gasket on the set of Mission Impossible 7. And guess what just happened on the set of Mission Impossible 7?
They wrapped filming without any accidents or issues, and the movie will be released next month to my house directly.
All right.
Great. Okay. My guesser's broken. I don't know. What happened?
The production just shut down. Because at least one person on set tested positive for coronavirus.
What country were they in? Does it say?
It doesn't say. Weren't they in Italy when he had that meltdown?
You know, those things that travel, they're kind of like the Bond films in that they do go to exotic sets all over the world.
Although I'm sure that's been limited, and maybe they have to do a lot of it on sound stages, Vin, because of because COVID is real and they're making it happen. Doesn't say how many people came down with coronavirus. At least one. A rep for the studio says, "We're following all the safety protocols and we'll continue to monitor the situation." That's what I assume the rep sounds like. Be funny. It wouldn't be funny. It's never funny. Never funny when someone gets COVID. But
Coco, turn your mic off when you're messing with your papers there, you goofball.
What if it was Tom who tested positive? That'd be the height of irony.
I'm going to guess he wouldn't make that mistake, though, Sarah, because he's Tom Cruise.
He is Tom Cruise. He makes no mistakes. Zero.
Right.
Well,
that the meltdown on the couch, probably a mistake.
Yeah. Getting taped while you're blowing a gasket on the set of Mission Impossible 7.
Probably also a mistake kind of as well, mistake, yeah. Oh, that time he jumped and broke his leg and they had to shut the whole thing down.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Probably a mistake.
He could have had some guy do that stunt for him.
Anyway, I love those movies. There's some real stinkers in the group of them going way back, but they've, like, by 3 and 4 and 5, they really hit a stride. They're excellent.
So we'll get that movie at some point, Mission Impossible 7, but it'll be 2 weeks later than it was scheduled for because they're shut down for 2 weeks.
It was somewhere in Britain.
Oh, it was in Britain. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's what you get when you're moving your set all over the world. This story, it's just cute. And sometimes people get a pet because they want a pet. They live in a household full of people and they think, well, I'm going to get a dog because I love dogs. I want a dog. I want to love a dog. And then the dog is indifferent to them and loves someone else in the house. Mm. Someone who even said, I don't even want a dog. And now the dog is their dog. And you're there like, okay, I guess I'll take care of your dog. This is what's happened to Sofia Vergara.
Let's talk about your doggy. You got a dog and it
She's on Ellen here.
A dog and it doesn't like you.
I don't have a dog.
Yeah. So you got the dog.
It was for me.
Did you get it or did Joe get it for you?
No, I got it for myself. She arrived and completely ignored me, went straight to him. She has taken everything that was mine. It's not a laughing thing.
Yeah.
It's horrible. She has taken my husband, my bed, you know.
Sleeps in bed with you?
Not with me, with Joe. They sleep together and I sleep there on the other side. It's like, it has become something so weird. But I have to say it's her fault. It's not Joe's fault. She's obsessed with it.
She got those dog bubbles. It's a little tiny, the cutest chihuahua I've ever seen. I mean, it's, or something like that, like a chihuahua. Probably a mix. But it was 6 years old when she got it. And so the thing's name was Bubbles. So they just kept the name because, and Ellen goes, you know, you can change the name. She goes, what the thing? It's been Bubbles for 6 years and I change his name. And she called, they put up a picture of it. And Sophia looks over, she goes, idiot. She hates the dog. She says that when Joe isn't home, because he has to go off and work or whatever, the dog actively hates her. It won't make eye contact with her. Look, there she is actually with Bubbles. She says it never like snuggles with her. It's always got its ears back and it's looking around like, where's Joe? This lady's got me again. It's quite long. We just gave you a little snippet of it. But if you, if you're watching Ellen, you already saw it. But we should post that clip up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. The dog is just looking to jump out of her arms at all times. And she says sometimes when Joe is not there, it'll sit in her lap, but it won't face her. And it's just every little noise. It's like, is that Joe? Is that Joe? Like, it's just waiting for him to get back. Joe Manganiello. He was one
sometimes of the sometimes that's weirdly that's sex related.
Like it's
a female dog will love a male over another female or vice versa. It just depends. But oh, well, so she tried.
Does your dog have a particular person in your house?
Yeah, the missus is the dog's owner for sure.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Is like that, and is that just a contact thing? She sees her the most, or
no, well, it's that, but for sure, when she said, "Hey, these people have called, and there's this dog that didn't get, or that was brought back. I don't know if it was brought back or not taken, but she said they're calling and asking if we want it." And I said, "I think it's a bad idea. I think it's it's too soon. We need to do that after our trip to Hawaii, maybe in 2022." And she said, "But we really, you know, it's been such a hard, our lives kind of lack joy. Maybe the puppy will bring some." And I was like, "Look, I'm not telling you no. I'm not your boss. But I don't want to deal with the dog when we leave for vacation." And she was like, "But, okay."
Do you have a place where it's going to go when you guys go on your road trip?
I wouldn't be able to tell you that.
Oh, it's her dog. She needs to figure that out.
No, I mean, I'm not saying I don't like the dog. I do like it, and we're all in. But it is her dog, no doubt.
Right. She needs to figure out where the hell that dog's not going on the road trip with you, is it?
Again, I don't have answers for you with regard to that. I'm not in charge where that's concerned.
Yeah, the road trip is fine.
The road trip, she can make it work, but you can't take her to Hawaii.
That's not happening. But yeah, I think usually you've got an alpha in the house that becomes that dog's parent. Mm. And it's still the house's dog, but someone usually is the primary.
I'm this person's.
Yeah, I have to go out and call Toddy every time.
You know, oh, right. He won't come to Anita, huh?
He does like 50% of the time.
If she's got a treat.
Well, not
but
even
then
that.
You say, Toddy, and
if
he comes.
He feels like it, yeah.
Yeah, that is the way.
Right.
You know? You're the alpha dog, I guess. I guess that means Christina's the alpha dog. Hey, do you, am I the only one who can't wait to hear? I am more excited for your RV trip than you are. I mean, that's clear.
That's
for
sure.
I cannot wait to hear how this all went. Mm-hmm. We're going to need you to keep a journal and write down your thoughts and feelings.
My sincerest hope is that this is a ton of fun for all of us.
Yeah.
Instead of writing in a journal, you can just like document it with voice notes or...
Oh, yes. Or video. Video would be great. Mm-hmm. We could put a little special together.
I don't really RVing need with your Vinny. Help with this. Thank you. I'm glad you're having a good time at my expense on it, though. I mean,
well,
that's
look,
always
you're going
nice.
To have a... What if it goes perfectly? And you're like, we're going to be RV people now.
We're going to be tripping with Vinny. Family edition.
2021.
I think the greater storyline here is what happens to you when you start to have a family, because frankly, we haven't had vacation all this year, this show, no, I mean, all right. of us. Mm-hmm. And what I really want is to not. I just want to not do stuff. I really want to just not. I don't want to travel. I don't want to go. I just want to chill. Uh-huh. So, but this is, I got kids, man. They want to get out of the house. They've been trapped inside. They're ready. So, all right, I'm in. But it's not what I want to do.
Right. Staycation does sound really good right now, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. But so we'll see how it goes. I'm going to make the best of it.
Okay, I'm bored in a house and I'm in a house, boy. Boy. Bored in a house and I'm in a house, boy.
Daddy. RV. Come on, Daddy. All right, I'm out of time, Vinny. What's coming up in the news?
Well, I've got your nerd news and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.